Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I'm talking to Jean Naudi, who is the CEO of Groot Constantia, celebrating their 339th birthday. So first of all, congratulations on that, Jean. And we're going to talk about what you're doing to celebrate your birthday and especially where you are doing it. So tell us about this.
Yeah, you know, Groot Constantia is South Africa's oldest wine-producing farm, going back to 1685, giving us now 339 years of existence. And that cannot just go by without celebrating. So this year, we will be doing a vintage tasting in the alcoves under the Manor House during July and August, just taking people back. We can't cover the full three centuries, but at least we can take them back more than a decade in terms of the wine tasting and just to expose them to how Groot Constantia wine tastes over time.
And in a very historic setting, because the Manor House is in fact the home of Iziko Museum's Manor House. So tell us a bit perhaps about the Manor House itself and how long does that go back and just something about the setting.
Yeah, being 339 years old, you have to give sort of justice to that period and have a museum on your farm. And we're lucky enough to have Iziko Museums of South Africa running a satellite museum on Groot Constantia. The museum is in the Manor House as well as in the Clutercellar. The Manor House part focus on lifestyle, what life was in the old days, old furniture, old kitchen appliances, art, etc. It's also not only about the glamour of Groot Constantia, it's also these parts paying attention to the less glamorous parts of our country's heritage, which is essential. To be authentic, you have to pay attention to things like that.
You can't whitewash, as I say, so it's good to know that there is an overall feel about it. But now we're talking about heritage and vintage wines. So what can we anticipate in terms of the tasting and some of the historical wines you've been producing over these many years?
Yeah, Groot Constantia is a very versatile estate. We produce a very wide range of wines, and the terroir of the estate allows us to do that. So in the vintage tasting, we've got a Merlot 2013, a Cabernet 2012, a Shiraz 2014, and then our flagship, a Governor's Reserve, dating back to 2010. We're also going to treat the clients to a white wine tasting, and the one is the Governor's White going back to 2013. In other words, more than 10 years old.
This is a fantastic opportunity to go for something very special in a very, very special setting. So you'll be able to spend... Do you have to book for this, I presume?
Yes.
So let's be practical.
Yes.
How do you do that?
You can go to our website or you can go directly to Dine Plan and book the experience right there.
Well, for a very special occasion and to celebrate the 339th year, congratulations to you all, and I'm sure we'll have many people wanting to get there and taste the experience of Groot Constantia.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version. And for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FMR.